بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد We continue studying the first few verses from Surah Al-Baqarah Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has clarified that the people who truly benefit who truly benefit from his revelation and from the Qur'an. They are the people of at-taqwa and the people of piety, those who believe in him and follow his legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those who will truly benefit from the guidance that is found in the Qur'an and in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes on to clarify some of the greatest attributes of those muttaqin, those people of at-taqwa, and those people who fear Allah, and those people who will benefit from the guidance of the Qur'an. Allah, He describes their traits, beginning with His statement, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ That they are those who believe in the unseen. They believe in the unseen. This is the first trait that Allah, He mentioned about them. That he mentioned about them is that they believe in the unseen. And this is a major affair. And this is from the foundations of the deen and the fundamentals of al-Islam. That the believers, the difference between them and between the disbelievers is that the believers, they believe in the unseen. They believe in the unseen. And what has been mentioned with regards to this, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ They believe in the unseen. It has come from Abu al-Adiyah and likewise Qatada, رحمهم الله تعالى, both of them from the Tabi'een and from the scholars of التفسير والحديث. And they mentioned, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Yani referring to the foundations and the fundamentals of Al-Iman, the pillars of Al-Iman. They believe in the unseen, meaning they believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day. وَجَنَّتِهِ وَنَارِهِ وَلِقَائِهِ And they believe in His Jannah and in His fire and in His meeting. And His meeting, the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْحَيَاةِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَبِالْبَعْثِ فَهَذَا غَيْبٌ كُلُّهُ And they believe in the life after death. They believe in the life after death and in the resurrection. And this is all from the affairs of the unseen. And this is all from the affairs of the unseen. So this is what is included. And this is the reality of Al-Iman. And that is that a believer, he will believe in everything that the messengers have informed us of. And this belief, it includes compliance with the body parts. And it is not simple faith in affairs that are witnessed or seen, or things that are tangible and known by way of the senses, but rather the way that a Muslim is distinguished from a disbeliever or non-Muslim is that the Muslim, he believes in the unseen. That a believer, a Muslim, يؤمن بالغيب, he believes in the unseen. He believes in the unseen. So this is from the determining factors that distinguish between al-Muslim and al-Kafir. Between al-Muslim and al-Kafir. And that a believer, he doesn't only believe in things that he sees or things that are tangible or things that he can perceive and reach by way of his senses and his intelligence, but rather he believes in everything that he has been informed of. Everything that has come by way of Allah Azza wa Jal in His Qur'an and His revelation. And likewise, everything that has come in the authentic sunnah that we have been informed of by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether if it's in the revelation of the Qur'an or whether if it's in the revelation that is found in the sunnah and the legal ways and statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in all of that with regards to the events that occurred in the past and likewise the events that occur in the future that we have been informed of. And likewise the events and the occurrences that will be in the hereafter. And also from the belief in the unseen is to believe in Allah, meaning believing in Him and in His existence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise believing in His attributes in a manner befitting His majesty, even if a person, he does not know the reality of how His attributes are, because we have not been informed of that, but he believes in them. He believes in them, and he believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is described with the attributes that He has described Himself with, and that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him with, and they are certain about that. And they have certainty about that, even if they do not understand how these attributes are. So therefore, this is all from the belief in the unseen. From the belief in the unseen. There is a subtle benefit here, and this comes from the fundamental understanding of the word al-Iman. And it has preceded, and this is very beneficial for a person to ponder over and to remember. And like this is the way of learning, step by step and little by little, and foundations upon foundation, in order to understand the knowledge that comes later. And it has preceded that we have learned that al-Iman, that true and sincere faith in al-Islam, it is a statement on the tongue. And likewise, it is a creed and belief in the heart, as well as actions on the body parts. So therefore, anytime the word Iman comes in the Quran or in the Sunnah or in the statements of the Salaf and the likes like this, this must come to mind. And this is what is referred to, that it's not simple faith, meaning belief in the heart only, but rather it is a faith that is accompanied with action and application, statement and deed and creed. Statement and deed and creed. In creed, any belief in the heart, and likewise statement and deed. So anytime the word Iman comes, or any of its derivatives, any words that are derived from that same word, like here we have يؤمنون بالغيب, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. This verb here, يؤمنون, it comes from the word al-Iman. Any of those who believe in the unseen, they have al-Iman in the unseen. So therefore, what is understood here is that they believe in the unseen, the type of belief that consists of a creed in their heart, and likewise statements on their tongues, and in the unseen, and the affairs of the unseen, and as well actions on the body parts. All of this is included. They believe in the unseen, and this belief causes them to act in a particular manner, to state statements that are the statements of those who believe in the unseen, and likewise to perform actions of those who believe in the unseen. The people who believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that He has created him, and that He has formed him, and the womb of a woman, and He has given him shape, and given him life, and provided for him until this day. And likewise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has angels that are writing His deeds, and every statement that He makes, there is an angel ready to write that. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that He does not pronounce one word, except there is an angel ready to write down that word and to take that in record. The one who believes this, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, that there are noble scribes knowing what you do, and they write down the actions. Those who believe this is from the belief in the unseen. The one who has this belief firm in his heart, then he will prevent his tongue from saying anything that will not be pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and anything that he would not like to see in his record whenever he meets Allah Azza wa Jal. Because from the unseen likewise is that he believes in the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that record that those angels are writing, he will see it. He will see it, and it will be apparent to him. And it will come to light, and everything, whether it's good or bad, it will be seen. It is recorded, even if it is the smallest or the lightest of weights. Meaning, even if it is mithqala dharra, khayran yara aw sharran yara, even if it is the weight of a small ant, from good or from evil, he will see it, and he will be held accountable for that. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those people who their scales are heavy. Likewise, from the belief in the unseen, the belief in the hereafter and in the day of judgment, and the meaning of Allah, and the scales and the weighing of the deeds. The one who has this firm in his heart, he's not going to say anything that is going to displease him or cause his own destruction in the hereafter. Those whose scales they are heavy on that day, then they will be the successful. The one who has this belief in the unseen, he acts in a specific manner and in a special way, different from the rest of the creation, different from those who do not have this understanding, different from those who do not have this knowledge. And the one who has this knowledge firm and deeply rooted in his heart more than someone else, meaning two people, maybe they have this belief in the unseen firm in their heart, but one of them is firmer than the other, likewise, they will not be the same. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Say to them, يعني أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, are they equal, those who know and those who do not know? يعني only those who truly remember and take admonition are those of sound understanding. Meaning they're not the same. The people who know of the affairs of the unseen, they're not like the people who do not know of the affairs of the unseen. The people who have the usul of al-iman, they're not like the people who do not have the usul of al-iman. Not in this life and not in the hereafter. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. The people of the hellfire and the people of the Jannah, they're not the same. They're not equal. Not in this life and not in the hereafter. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The people of the paradise, they are the successful and they are the winners. They are the successful and they are the winners. From the greatest attributes, rather from the first attribute that Allah mentioned about the pious, about the righteous, about the people of al-taqwa, the people who will benefit from His Qur'an and they will be guided by the light of the Qur'an and the sunnah, the first trait Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about them, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. They believe in the unseen. They believe in the affairs that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned and he has informed them of with regards to the affairs of the unseen. The belief in the unseen and the iman in the affairs of the unseen, this is the iman that is beneficial. Al-imanu bil-ghayb. Al-imanu al-nafi' al-imanu bil-ghayb. The beneficial iman and the true sincere faith that will benefit a person, it is the iman and in the faith of the unseen. As for the case whenever the iman becomes from the affairs that are witnessed, then at this time the faith will not benefit somebody. Then at this time the faith, it will not benefit a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says in His book, هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ. Are they waiting for anything other than that the angel should come to them, or that your Lord Allah should come, or that some of the signs of your Lord should come? The signs of your Lord, meaning the signs of the hour and the coming of the day of resurrection. There are signs, ash-shiratu as-sa'ah, the signs of the hour and the coming of the resurrection. And from that, for example, the rising of the sun from the west. The rising of the sun from the west. These are from the signs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are they waiting to believe? And are they waiting to submit? And are they waiting to surrender as Muslims? Are they waiting for the angels to come to them? Yani, until they really believe? Or are they waiting for Allah, their Lord, to come to them? Or some of the signs of their Lord to come to them? Yani, if that's the case, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarifies, on the day that some of the signs of your Lord comes, no benefit, a person will not benefit from his iman. His iman will not benefit. The iman of a person will not benefit him if he did not believe before that. If he did not believe before that, then the iman on that day will not benefit. The person who was a disbeliever, and then he sees some of the signs, the true signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, that clarify the signs of the hereafter, and from that the sun will rise from the west. Or likewise, at the time of death, at this time it's too late for a person to believe. If these certain signs come, that he witnesses the realities of faith, at that time iman will not benefit him. At that time iman will not benefit him. يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. So the one who believes in the seen, and the thing, he witnesses the reality of life, and he witnesses the angels coming to take his soul, or he witnesses the major signs of the coming of the hour and the likes like this, at this time the faith will not benefit him if he did not believe before. If he did not believe before, at this time the faith will not benefit him. Because this is not al-imanu bil-ghayb. This is not believing in the unseen. Rather, it's al-imanu bi-shahada. Rather, they are believing in that which is witnessed. And the only belief that is beneficial is the belief in the unseen, the belief in the unseen. Because whenever a person, he sees the reality and he witnesses the angels taking his soul and at the time of death he sees these affairs as a reality and his soul is leaving his body, or he witnesses the major signs of the hour at that time, the faith will not benefit somebody. And this is not the beneficial iman. Rather, this is what is called al-iman al-daruri. This is necessary iman, meaning he is forced to believe. And he is forced to believe because of the reality that he witnesses. This belief will not benefit somebody. This iman here is not beneficial for a soul. Not for the one who did not believe, it will not benefit him. Likewise, Allah, he says, أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. Or, likewise, it will not benefit that person in earning any good that he did not have before. And so the one who did not have iman at the time, whenever he witnesses the signs and the major signs, or at the time of death and the likes like this, if he did not believe before, his belief will not benefit him. And if he did believe before, the good that he has at that time from his faith will not benefit him. Will not benefit him likewise if he did not perform actions of goodness before, whenever the iman was from the affairs of the unseen. Allah, he says, قُلْ انْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ. Just wait, and we also are waiting, and we also are waiting. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about this verse, and it has been collected by al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَكُمُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى تَطْرُؤَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا حَتَّى تَطْرُؤَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. That the hour will not be established until the sun rises from the west. That the hour will not be established until the sun rises from the west. فَإِذَا طَلَعَتْ وَرَآهَا النَّاسُ آمَنُوا أَجْمَعُونَ. And at this time, and whenever it rises from the west and the people see it, then whoever is living on the surface of the earth on that day, and whoever is living on the face of the earth that day, they will see it and they will have faith. All of them. All of the people at this time, they will believe. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَذَلِكَ حِينَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا. And that is the time whenever no soul will be benefited by its iman. The iman of a person will not benefit him on that day. The iman of a person will not benefit him on that day. So we see here that the true iman, the iman that is beneficial, it is al-imanu bil-ghayb. It is al-imanu bil-ghayb. And from the affairs likewise that Allah has clarified that the faith will not benefit a person, to bring further detail, is at the time of death. Is at the time of death likewise. And at the time of death, the reality is clear. And whenever the angels, they come to take the soul, it is known. And at the time of death, and whenever the soul, it leaves the body, a person, he's aware of that. And Allah gives the person who is dying the ability to see his soul. At the time of death, the one who is dying, he has the ability to see his soul. He watches his soul. And this is something that has been affirmed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's from the hadith of Salama, collected by al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this is with regards to the death of Abi Salamah, radiyallahu anhu. And whenever he died, shaqa basarahu. And his eyes were left wide open and he's staring. And this is something that is known about the deceased. Whenever they die, many times they die with their eyes open as if they're staring at something. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time this happened, he closed his eyes. He closed Abu Salama's eyes, radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet closed his eyes. And then he mentioned about this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna ruha idha qubida tabi'ahu al-basar. Inna ruha إِذَا قُبِضَ تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرُ. That verity the soul, whenever it is taken, the eyesight follows it. Verity the soul, whenever it is taken, the eyesight follows it. Meaning that a person, he's given the ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has the ability to do all things. أَقْدَرَ الْمَيْتَ فِي لَحْظَةِ الْمَوْتِ أَنْ يَرَى رُوحَهُ يَخْرُجْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of death, he gives the dying person the ability to see his own soul leaving his body. To see his own soul leaving his body. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ الرُّوحَ إِذَا قُبِضَ تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرِ. That verily the soul, whenever it is taken, the eyesight follows it. The eyesight follows it. At this time, لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل. At this time, the iman of a person will not benefit him if he did not believe before. أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا, or earned any good based upon their iman before that. The one who did not believe, his iman will not benefit him. The one who did believe, any khair that they have at this time from their belief will not benefit him likewise. Likewise, this is because the reality is that the beneficial iman, the iman and al iman al nafi هو الإيمان بالغيب. To believe in the unseen. As for believing in the seen and the affairs that are witnessed, then this is something that the believers and the disbelievers, they're all equal in. They're all equal with regards to the believers and the disbelievers and the atheists and the righteous and the pious. They all share in this quality. They all believe in the things that they can see and they can perceive and that they can achieve and reach with their senses. As for the affairs of the unseen that the messengers have informed us about and that which has been revealed in the Quran and in the Sunnah, these are the affairs of the unseen that based upon them, the iman will be beneficial. True, sincere faith. True, sincere faith. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about this, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتْبَعُهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا. And we took the children of Israel across the sea. Yani in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And we took the children of Israel across the sea and Fir'aun. And Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, with his host, and with his forces, they followed him in oppression and enmity. They followed him. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرِ. The children of Israel, they passed the ocean. They passed the sea. Who followed them? Fir'aun and his forces, they all followed them. They followed them out of enmity and out of transgression and hatred for them. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. All the way to the extent, whenever drowning overtook him, and whenever the waves collapsed on him in the middle of the sea, and he is overcome by drowning, and at the time of death, and he witnesses death directly in front of his face, Fir'aun, what did he say at this time? آمَنْتُ. قَالَ آمَنْتُ. He said, I believe. What did he say he believes in? أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ. I believe in that there is no true God worthy of worship except for the God that Banu Israel believed in. And he says, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am from, and I am one of the Muslims. And those who submit to Allah's will and comply and surrender to His command. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to him about this at this time? الآن وقد عصيت الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. Now you believe and you disobeyed and rejected faith before. وكنت من المفسدين, and you are from those who work corruption and do evil in the land and the likes like this. It would not benefit him. It did not benefit him. It did not benefit him. So a person like this, he is not going to be benefit from his faith, except if the faith is in the unseen. At the time, whenever the realities of iman are witnessed and are apparent and are known by way of necessity, and a person is forced to believe because of the reality coming to him clearly from the clear signs, at this time the iman will not benefit. But rather the iman that will benefit is the iman that is done by choice, that a person, he believes by choice, not because he is forced to believe. Not because he is forced to believe. And we read some of the benefits from the benefits of a Shaykh al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to that verse in Surah Al-An'am, لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. That no person will be benefited by its iman if it did not believe before, or earn some good by way of its iman, yani before that. And we see here that he mentions the wisdom behind that. And he says, وَالْحِكْمَةُ فِي هَذَا ظَاهِرًا. And the wisdom behind this is apparent. It is clear. فَإِنَّهُ إِنَّمَا كَانَ الْإِيمَانُ يَنْفَعُ إِذَا كَانَ إِيمَانًا بِالْغَيْبِ وَكَانَ اِخْتِيَارًا مِنَ الْعَبْدِ. And that is because the iman, the only iman that will benefit is the iman that will be in the and the unseen. The belief that is beneficial only is the belief that is in the unseen, and that is by way of choice from the servant. That is way by of choice from the servant. فَأَمَّا إِذَا وُجِدَتِ الْآيَاتِ صَارَ الْأَمْرُ شَهَادَةً وَلَمْ يَبْقَى لِلْإِيمَانِ فَائِدَةً. As for the case, if the signs become clear, the major signs are known, like the sun rising from the west, or like the time of death and seeing the angels and the likes like this, then at this time, the affair is witnessed. At this time, the affair is witnessed and it's seen clearly. And a person, he witnesses it clearly with his own eyes. And there does not remain a benefit for Iman. And at this time, there's no benefit to have Iman. Everybody believes at this time, the evil and the wicked, the believer and the disbeliever. Whenever the angels are seen, and whenever the major signs come, and the likes like this, then everybody believes. And at this time, the belief will not benefit. And because they are forced to believe, because the signs have come. Because the signs have come. And he says, لِأَنَّهُ يُشْبِهُ الْإِيمَانَ الضَّرُورِ. And this is because this resembles the necessary faith. And the faith that is necessary, that he must believe. كَإِيمَانِ الْغَرِيقِ وَالْحَرِيقِ وَنَحْوِهِمَا مِمَّنْ إِذَا رَأَ الْمَوْتَ أَقْلَ عَمَّا هُوَ فِيهِ. Just like, for example, the one who is drowning or the one who is burning. Yani the one who is dying because of drowning, or the one who is dying because of burning in a fire, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And similar to these types of people, whenever they see death, at that time they will leave off what they are in, and at that time they will regret, and they will leave off what they are in from evil and transgression, but that will not benefit them. But that will not benefit them. And he said, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. And this is just like what he said, the Most High. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. So whenever they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah alone and reject all that we used to associate with Him as partners. And we reject all that we used to associate with Him as partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about these people who believe at this time, whenever they see clearly the punishment comes to them and it's clear to them, the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haq, وَوَعْدُهُ haq, and al-jannatu haq, wal-naru haq. Whenever they see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, and that His promise is the truth, and that the paradise and the fire, it is the truth. Whenever it's clear to them, and the punishment is clear to them, and they see it apparently, at this time, this is what they say. We believe in Allah alone and reject all that we used to associate with Him as partners. We believe in Allah. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified about these people at this time. فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. And their faith will not avail them nor benefit them whatsoever. لَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا. Whenever they saw our punishment. Whenever they saw our punishment. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ. And this is the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in dealing with His slaves. This is the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in dealing with His slaves. That the iman in Allah Azza wa Jalla, that will benefit, al-imanu nafi' huwa al-imanu bil-ghayb. Al-imanu bil-ghayb. That the beneficial faith that will benefit the slaves and benefit the people, it is to believe in the unseen. To believe in the unseen. Sunnat Allah allati qad khalat fi ibadihi. And this is the sunnah and the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla that has passed in dealing with His slaves. In dealing with His slaves. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And there, at this time, the disbelievers, they truly lost. They truly lost whenever the punishment it comes to them. فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. Their iman will not benefit them at this time. Their iman will not benefit them at this time. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned in his commentary about this verse, yani that this is the way of Allah that has preceded, and this is the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in dealing with His slaves. أَنَّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ حِينَ يَنْزِلُ بِهِمْ بَأْسُ اللَّهِ وَعِقَابُهُ إِذَا آمَنُوا كَانَ إِيمَانُهُمْ غَيْرَ صَحِيحًا وَلَا مُنْجِيًا لَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. That those who belie and deny and disbelieve, whenever the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends upon them, whenever the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends upon them, and if they believe at that time their iman will not be correct and it will not save them from the punishment. At that time, if they believe, those who belied and denied the messengers and disbelieved in Allah and that which He has commanded to believe in, أَنَّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ حِينَ يَنْزِلُ بِهِمْ بَأْسُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَابُهُ إِذَا آمَنُوا كَانَ إِيمَانُهُمْ غَيْرَ صَحِيحٍ وَلَا مُنْجِيًا لَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. That those who disbelieved and denied the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever the punishment of Allah descends upon them, if they believe, their belief will not be correct, nor will it save them from the punishment. وَذَلِكَ لِيَنَّهُ إِيمَانُ ضَرُورًا. This is because this is the belief of necessity. قَدْ اضْطُرُّوا إِلَيْهِ. And they have been forced by necessity to believe at this time. وَإِيمَانُ مُشَاهَدَ. And it, likewise, it is iman and faith that is witnessed. It's based upon something that they see and they witness. يعني, so therefore, it's not beneficial. As-Sa'di, he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, وَإِنَّمَا الْإِيمَانُ النَّافِعُ الَّذِي يُنْجِي صَاحِبَهُ هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ الْإِخْتِيَارِ الَّذِي يَكُونُ إِيمَانًا بِالْغَيْبِ. And verily, the only beneficial iman, the iman and sincere faith that is beneficial, that will save a person, many from the punishment and the anger of Allah, هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ الْإِخْتِيَارِ. It is the iman that is done by choice, by a person's own will. He chooses to believe. He chooses to believe based upon what he has seen from the signs of Allah in his Quran and in the Sunnah of his Messenger, and the signs of Allah in his creation, the signs of Allah in his legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise in his creation. He has seen the truth in this manner, and his iman is based upon his own decision and choice. هو الإيمان الاختياري. And he said, رحمه الله الذي يكون إيمانا بالغيب. And this is the faith that will be believing in the unseen. The type of faith that is belief in the unseen. وَذَلِكَ قَبْلَ وُجُودِ قَرَائِنِ الْعَذَابِ. And this is before the presence of the signs of the punishment. Yani the signs that the punishment will come, or the evidences that the punishment is coming. So therefore, the true and sincere faith, the faith that is beneficial, is the faith in the unseen. And believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in the unseen, and in the affairs that have been clarified from the affairs of the unseen, from the belief in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and all this and all that which this entails, and likewise the belief in the meeting of Allah and all of the affairs that occur at the time of death and after that, and on the day of resurrection and the hereafter, and the accountability and the scales and the recompense and the reward of the righteous and the punishment of those who are disobedient and disbelieve, and likewise the affairs related to the belief in the Jannah and in the Paradise, and likewise in the Hellfire and the Nar. All of these affairs are from the affairs of believing in the unseen, and likewise believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has the ability to do all things. And this belief, if it is strong, this belief in the unseen will cause a person to be steadfast and upright and truly from the people of taqwa, even whenever he himself is alone and not seen by the people, because he believes in the unseen. He believes in the unseen. So whenever the people are not seeing him, likewise, his situation is the same. Whether he is alone and no one sees him, or whether if he's with the people and all of them are watching him, his creed is the same, and his statements and his deeds are the same, and his way of life is the same, because he believes that Allah Azza wa Jal can see him at all times, and that the angels are riding with him at all times, and that everything that he says and does is taken into account, and he will be held accountable, and that he will die, and that the one who has created him will send angels to take his soul, and that he will be held accountable for his actions and his deeds, and that which is good, he will be recompensed with good, and that which is evil, he should not blame anyone except for his own soul. So therefore, again, the point of the issue here is that from the greatest traits of the pious and the righteous and the people of taqwa, is that they believe in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.